Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Regarding ID podcast. I'm Gina Jordan. We're profiling another NSTIC pilot grant winner for 2013. The Trans Global Secure Collaboration Program, TSCP, is an 11-year-old Virginia-based nonprofit. It's touted as the only government and industry partnership creating a framework for secure electronic transmission and sharing of sensitive information around the world. We're talking with Steve Race, Vice President of Operations for TSCP.
A large number of A&D companies who compete against each other on a daily basis shared a common challenge, and that is being able to securely collaborate. This means collaborating with their suppliers or their teammates, their government customers, and in a way that the bad guys can't compromise the collaboration. So they got together and agreed to work on that common challenge, how to securely email, for example, or share documents, how to trust each other's issued credentials. And the work really involves creating specifications, sort of rules of the road on how to prove an individual is who they claim to be, how to issue a very secure credential to be able to assert that identity, and then how to use that credential with the common everyday collaboration products. So most of these products were built to accept user ID and passwords and not high level of identity assurance credentials. So TSCP, shortly after it was formed, expanded its membership to include many of the leading technology product companies like Microsoft and Computer Associates. And then as we developed requirements and specifications with the technology companies, they could incorporate those into their next product releases. We also realized that many of the government agencies our member companies collaborated with had specifications in this space too. So to successfully, securely collaborate, our work had to be in sync with where the governments were going. So we added major governments to our membership.
Today, TSCP has 4 governments, more than 12.5 technology members, plus 7 corporations. The collaboration recently expanded beyond aerospace and defense to oil, gas, and other industry verticals.
TSCP did some, I'll call it groundbreaking work, a few years back around Federation. And just as a little background, for our identity and access management space, this is a concept of taking a credential that one entity issues and having another entity trust that credential and accept it to gain access to their system. One of the fundamental challenges with doing this is determining who is liable if there's a problem. There's very little common law that allows entities and our legal system to really clearly determine this, and until there is law, significant risk exists, which translate to potential business cost. And until that risk can be reduced, getting a strong, secure way of accessing systems adopted is going to be very challenging. So TSCP, a few years back, worked with its members and the American Bar Association and created the basis for law, which was really a Geometrics article around Federation describing a third-party assurance model that was published and has been used as a basis for several laws in this space and has allowed Federation to be adopted more widely. And there's really much more work that needs to be done to ground our identity and access management framework, the identity ecosystem, as NSTIC refers to it, to common law. And that's a large part of what we propose to do for the NSTIC grant. We will work the liability and privacy areas, plus we'll work the other common operating rules that the trust environment must have to successfully be implemented. And this collection of models and rules will be packaged into a trust framework development guidance document that will be open and available to industry and government to use to really facilitate adoption of a more secure, easy to use, affordable way to access systems. And along the way, we'll need to test that guidance. So we will be setting up demonstrations using tabletop environments at first and then pilots and then small-scale production to really test and prove out the new models and rules for using higher level of assurance identity credentials.
TSCP has teamed with a number of companies to use higher level of assurance credentials to access their systems. Race says they expect to have a significant number of secure transactions successfully performed during the pilot.
TSCP is really uniquely positioned to work with the underlying foundation work required to reduce the adoption barriers to be able to move to a more secure identity ecosystem. Our previous work around federation and developing operating rules for secure collaboration, combined with our broad industry and government membership and our track record for success with implementing those, I think all contributed to winning the award. Reducing the barriers of adoption are critically important to NSTIC. Showing real, successful, secure transactions is also critical, and both of these were part of our TSCP NSTIC proposal. You know, if you look at where we are in the current environment and moving that current environment or that current state of identity assurance and electronic access, which is mainly very minimal identity assurance today and insecure user IDs and passwords, is going to be a difficult journey. The challenges are significant, fundamental, and legitimate concerns exist across the industry, across the government, and the private citizens. And they range from privacy, legal liability, cost, ease of use, and go on and on. The first step, I think, to tackling any significant challenge is really to get the masses to agree that there's a problem. And I think we're very close to having a critical mass concern and a willingness to change at this point. I think next is the need for some investment. And I think we're seeing that willingness to do so today across the industry and governments and slowly with the general public. And this NSTIC activity with its seed grant funding to jumpstart work is an excellent example of this. The next step is getting willing parties to develop the new operating environments with new rules and business models and liability and privacy models and technology products. And then I think the next step, is, in my mind, is the most difficult one, which is the brave initial adopters stepping up to the task here and adopting. My hope is that our efforts with TSCP and with this NSTIC grant award will really be to accelerate those early adopters' willingness to step up and adopt. I mean, the bad guys are out there. They're damaging our economy. They're threatening our national security every day. And moving to a more secure identity ecosystem will have a very positive impact going forward.
TSCP was awarded around $1.2 million for the first year and the same amount for year two if benchmarks are met.
How that is spent over that two-year period, if you look at our TSCP membership model today, it's one that uses a pretty small staff of TSCP personnel, and combined with our members' personnel, experts from industry and government, we kind of joined together to work these common challenges, and our plan is to extend that model to our NSTIC grant. TSCP has engaged a wide range of partners beyond our membership even to help develop the trust guidance and then test out secure transactions with real systems. These represent relying parties, including small and mid-sized businesses, large corporations, various government agencies. They represent identity and attribute providers, attribute brokers and exchanges, technology providers, a pretty good, well-rounded team. So we'll pull from these organizations, use working groups and demonstration environments to really develop and then test out all the various trust elements. You know, I think there's a positive and growing excitement out there and a sense of urgency, certainly within TSCP and the expanding community, that this new NSTIC identity system, as they coin it, is going to succeed. And we in TSCP are extremely excited to be part of it.
Steve Race is VP of Operations for TSCP, one of five NSTIC award winners for 2013. Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Regarding ID podcast.